Let's take a listen. Here's Pierce Stipner.
A street you might find across a smiling face. They'll stab you in the back as soon as you turn and you walk away. And I know it's killing me inside. Gonna catch the next train and I'll move on down the line. I'll be ready now. I'll be ready when my train pulls in. I'll be ready now. I'll be ready when my train pulls in. I know my time around here ain't long, and I ain't got nowhere else to go.
Pierce Stipner, and as soon as you started playing, I sort of had a flashback, kind of a neat flashback, because I remember clearly your being here a couple years ago, but you've also really continued to evolve as an artist, which is terrific. For folks who don't know, when did you start playing guitar, and tell me about how you gravitated to this style of music?
Yeah, I started playing guitar actually when I was 8, and around then I was just playing like mostly like punk and stuff like Green Day and Rancid and stuff like that. And then I started doing this thing called Rock U, where it's like at my music store in Mount Lebanon, Empire Music. Students could sign up and they would get put in a band and like practice for a couple months and play at like the Hard Rock Cafe. And after doing that for a couple years, I wanted to find other places to get out and play, and I saw a youth blues jam, like an event on Facebook, and I went, never played blues before, and just went there to try it out and just fell in love with it and kept with it ever since.
And how did you learn? Once you fell in love with it, are you self-taught or did you work with anybody?
Well, when learning the blues, I kind of started off looking at stuff on YouTube and went out like that. And I talked to my guitar teacher and tried to get as much from that as I could. But then when I started going to more jams, I talked to more seasoned musicians in the city who've been playing blues, and they really showed me how to find like the soul in it and get meaning out of it.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Anybody in particular?
Well, two of the first musicians that I ever, well, three of them probably, who kind of started me off was this young guitar player and singer named Jason Bourne, who I met at that blues jam because he went to Memphis as the youth representative the year before and was hosting it for a youth blues jam.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me to a place called the R Bar in Dormont, and I met, first I started at the Wednesday open mic with Craig King. He taught me a lot of stuff, and then I also went to the Sunday open mic with Billy Evanochko, and it was pretty much those two that kind of started me off in the blues, and then ever since then I started going out.
It's really amazing. People want to share and want to continue the traditions. Music is somewhat unique in that fact. A lot of lines of work or, we'll just say that, people kind of hold in and they don't necessarily want to share secrets and tips and information, but you've got to, there's always more to give when it comes to, you know, music. It's like love and friendship. It's kind of an unlimited supply. Have you passed any of what you've learned on to other people?
Well, most of the people I end up playing with, because I've noticed there's not as many young people playing the blues, most of it has just all been being passed down to me. But if I ever do see a younger musician, even if they're older than me, or sometimes they could be even better than me sometimes, but I try and start a conversation with them, see what I can gain from what they know, and see if there's anything that they don't know that I can show them. Just kind of start a conversation about music and see where it goes.
That's a good way to be. We'll talk with Pierce in a moment after his next song about his forthcoming Memphis trip and learn more about that. What was the song you opened up with?
That was When My Train Pulls In by Gary Clark Jr.
And what would you like to play next?
I'm going to do the first original I actually ever wrote. It's called Roman Woman.
Excellent. Once again, here's Pierce Dibner.
You a Roman woman on my mind. Every time that you leave me, I want to break down and cry. Roman woman all the time. Roman woman all the time. Every time that you leave me, oh, you act like I am blind. Roman woman on my mind. Every time that you leave me, oh, that must be a climb. Thank you.
brought me women all the time. Brought me woman, brought me woman on my mind. Every time that you leave me, you know you stay on my mind. Every time that you treat me this way, you act like I'm blind.